Comox Valley author, Janine Zust, has a personal connection to addiction affecting children and families. Her ex-partner struggled with addiction and she felt she needed a way to explain the subject to her children while waiting to get into therapy. Zust had looked for literature to help explain what was happening with her partner at the time to her children, but found it was either dated or lacking in relatability. Thus, Beneath the Shimmering Surface was born. I didn't know where to even start therapy, and sometimes the wait is very long for the free therapy, and I needed a solution, or I need to feel like I'm being proactive in doing something until my kids are in professional care, shared Zust. The children's book, geared towards younger kids but can be adapted for older kids depending on how much detail the parents want to delve into, follows a family of otters where one of them wants to eat so much and he can't stop eating. It's opening the door for whatever questions the children have, and every child has different questions, fears or concerns or hopes and dreams about what the people living in their life when they are affected by addiction. Addiction is a difficult subject to explain to children, and Zust hopes that her book can be a conversation starter and help answer questions that might be on their minds about their loved ones who are struggling with addiction. Kids are curious, and by just pretending it's not there, it is not how we should deal with things. Beneath the Shimmering Surface uses the analogy of overeating, but the word addiction is used in the book. I use can't stop, even though you want to or you have been told by your grandparents or wise elders that you should not touch this plant. They just can't stop anymore because they like it so much and how it makes them feel. Not only did Zust write the book, but she also did all the illustrations as well. She has a background in graphic design and has designed drawings, logos, and other creative projects. Zust also has her own company, Julie Creative. Zust felt that the book was important to get out to the public and went the route of self-publishing the book. I just felt the need to go out and self-publish, and at that point, it's so simple and easy to do that. I might look for publishers or see if someone is interested in publishing. But for me, it was important. Zust is a busy mom with two children but found the time to work on her book on weekends and evenings. The work took an emotional toll as she relived her experiences while putting pen to paper. Sometimes I had to let it sit just to look at it from a fresh perspective again and not be so sucked in. Because I can lose myself a little bit being too close to it. Sometimes I would sit for a month and not do anything and then come back to it, said Zust. It's personal. Whenever I had the space to feel, okay, I'm ready, I would touch it again. The otter family was used as the ocean as a positive memory for Zust and her kids. They often saw an otter family out when they would visit the beach. We always went to the beaches together. And at that special beach around here, there was an otter family all the time. It was to remind me of our time together as a unit, because it was a really strong unit, shared Zust. I just saw the little otter guy running up and down, and the parents were there, and it was really beautiful to watch this otter family on the beach. That strong memory stoked Zust's illustrations and helped relay her message throughout the book while she worked through her own emotions in regards to her ex-partner's addiction. I knew I had to prepare myself. I couldn't break down because of my kids. Of course, it happened sometimes and they would come home and there I was crying and they were getting flustered. Beneath the Shimmering Surface, a children's book about addiction and hope, can be purchased through Zust's website at www.juliecreative.ca.